Blog Talk Radio.
Sitting up under this tree, she was talking to me. She said, son, do you know who I am? Who I happen to be? And I told her, the mighty magnolia that stands tall for the shoulders of slaves and soldiers when the days get colder. So older, but I'm young in my spirit. From the blood, I'd hear it from Mr. Malcolm, Garvey, and Marley. Then she started to tell me how she was used in the lynching of blacks. Branch cracked, broke her arm just so his neck would snap.
And if I wouldn't rap, I'd probably meet the same damn fate. From the same damn rope, I'm about the same damn weight.
I said, wait, man, wait. I still got the news, she's just loosening it, tighten it. Yeah, when I'm speaking the truth, they need proof that God exists. So I say to God, box, it ain't as hard as this. It ain't as hard as this. Flick a wrist, I flick a brick, I'm more, I still get this dough. These so everywhere we go, it's Mississippi. Piece the throat, this a mo out of space. Balling spacecraft, crawling black George, stretching juice, city sack showing. Drawing pain, pictures, scriptures, I know that y'all missing. Out here stacking the army, trying to enlist as you cut this off enough to click up on your web. The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. No average, no savage. This king rule a billion-dollar freedom fighter, and I take it if I got him.
This African-American officer was an undercover who lost a little brother because of a gang color, which eventually accelerated the cancer that killed his mother. And he was married to a white woman that they called a lover. And it became a full-time job, not to kill him. I wonder, does he...
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate that. That was our good brother David Banner with Magnolia featuring CeeLo Green of the Goody Mob. Big shout out to David Banner, too. Y'all make sure you go to davidbanner.com and check out the guide box. He sent me one. It's pretty cool. Got some history to it. Got some knowledge, some information, some wisdom, some music, and some pictures for those of us who don't like to read. Look at the pictures. The pictures may inspire you on a subatomic or subconscious level to discover who you truly are. And as our ancestors used to say, know thyself. But today, we have a super, super cool, I'm going to say legendary, I'm going to say iconic, I'm going to say Miss Good Black Don't Crack. This lady is very beautiful. Her spirit is awesome and amazing. I hate I didn't have the opportunity to talk to her at David Banner's birthday party, but I did have Mr. Bobby Big Business Society on the line with me. Did you have a chance to speak with the wonderful, the awesome, the amazing Terry J. Vaughn?
Good afternoon, brother. Again, yes, I did. I did. I had a chance to get to speak with her at, again, like you said, at David Banner's party. And like I said, she was so humble, down to earth. I mean, definitely a pleasure meeting.
Hey, they say, I read this post one day. It was saying because of Terry J. Vaughn, you know, Tiffany Haddish them may be able to run in the industry, but I'm going to say it's still not over for Terry J. She's still here. She's not stuck in a museum somewhere. She's out of statues just yet. We need to keep supporting her, keep being into what she's into. Follow her, and y'all make sure y'all check out her podcast.
Hey, G, y'all can hear me? Seems like we're having a little connection issues.
Absolutely amazing. Sorry about that. I got disconnected
in the midst of that. Bobby, Big Business Society, introduce yourself before we let the awesome and wonderful Terry J. Vaughn onto the line.
Okay. All right. Again, Bobby Benefield, my business is Big Business Society. What I have is I've created a platform for entrepreneurs, models, entertainers, whatever your craft is. I've created a uniform platform that's necessary for this community, for this society to be on.
Awesome.
32. Sounds good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado,
I want to introduce everyone, or reintroduce everyone, to the iconic, the legendary, the awesome, the amazing, Miss Good Black Does Not Crack. I want to tell her personally before she gets onto the line, thank you for this conscious reality that we call life. You are shining and doing your thing, and I'm just amazing and amazed that you are called in today, and welcome to the show. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm fantastic. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can. Hear you loud and clear.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Hey, I'm great. First of all, I called in right when y'all were playing my brother David Banner on the line, so that made me happy. And then you gave that incredible introduction that I'm humbly thankful for. So thank you for that. And thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you. I am amazed. I go by G Holler. I took a picture of you. I don't know if you remember with you and Bobby when we were upstairs. I didn't get a chance to meet and talk to you because, you know, you disappeared so fast. I was like, wow, man, story. So I appreciate you taking that picture with us, too. That was super cool of you, and you were just super awesome and dope. I cannot just hand you enough compliments. I mean them all from the heart. Watching you on film is just amazing. I would love to see you in your own Marvel movie, too. I think you would be a great superhero. You would probably get essence that present.
From your mouth to God's ears to fruition, yes to that. That would be awesome. Yeah, no, that was an amazing event where I met you guys. Just the energy and the vibe, it was just amazing. So everyone there was just was lovely. So it was nice to meet you guys too.
Thank you so much. It's Bobby.
Awesome.
Bobby, since I know you took the picture with her, I'm gonna let you start off.
Okay. Well, greetings. Good afternoon, Miss Terry J. Vaughn. How are you?
I'm great. I cannot complain. I'm very happy.
Great. Cool. Well, I mean, first of all, I definitely want to thank you for taking the time to snap the photo with me at David Banner's party. Like I said, you were so humble, so polite. I mean, very approachable. And I definitely appreciate that. You're definitely a genuine person.
Aw, thanks. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Now, at the party, I know you had a ball. I know you had a good time. Now, I didn't see you. I didn't see you sipping on any old English, like I saw you with the movie. Like, don't be a menace while drinking your juice.
Right.
Yeah,
I didn't. I've been drinking that.
I got you. So that's really not your. I got you. Hey, you know that's like. That's like a classic, that's the classic scene in that movie. Like, I can get a little crazy. Like, you stole the show.
Oh, thank you. That was actually a really fun happenstance, the way that project came about. I mean, literally, they did a casting call that day because that script was just written. It was just crazy. They were writing stuff as they were going, as they were shooting. And that
right.
day they had written this crazy character, and then they had a casting call, and there was just a few of us there, maybe about five or six of us there reading for it. And it was just a crazy audition. You can imagine auditioning for something like that. And they liked me, and I got the part and had to go to hair and makeup and do the part right there that day. So it was fun.
Gotcha.
Well,
I say you
simple. Give... Things were simple. Things are so crazy now.
Right. Well, like I said, again, like I said, you definitely stole the show. It still remains like one of the most classic movies, like all time as far as comedy. And like I said, you had the honor of working like alongside some greats in comedy, like the Wayans brothers, you know, Steve Harvey and Cedric the Entertainer. But the thing about it, you go toe to toe with them with your comedy and your wit.
Yeah, I think I'm a funny chick. I don't think I'm a comedian, but I do think I'm funny.
Yes.
I definitely
agree.
Because I like laughter so much. I love the sound of laughter, and I love to laugh. I love the way it makes you feel when you do laugh yourself or when you're around people that are laughing. It's such a great feeling. It's a healing feeling. So I think that that's a part of it.
Gotcha. Well, definitely your character, Levita Alize Jenkins Robinson, that's definitely one of those characters that definitely keep everybody rolling. And
yeah.
I must say that's the most popular, longest name in TV history that I can really think of.
Well, I don't know.
So,
I think that movie title was Don't Be a Menace to Society while drinking your gin and juice in the hood. Now that is the longest title.
Yeah, that's the longest movie title. But like I said, just as far as the name, like I said, you got it dot packed with Levita Alize Jenkins Robinson. Like as long as that show has aired, that name still sticks in my head, and a lot of other people too that I've told her, hey, check out the podcast, she's gonna be on. And people still remember that name to this day.
Yeah. And people love her. And you guys were mentioning earlier about the post that the Shade Room made earlier a couple of weeks ago about the Levita Alize Jenkins walked so Tiffany and Cardi B could run.
Mm-hmm.
That was when I saw that day, like I woke up that morning and my phone just kept blowing up and everybody kept asking me, did you see this? And so I went to see what it was and I was just like, what? Just that people are
right.
So affected by, you know, the work that we did back then. That was like 16 years ago. But it's amazing that it has still made such an impact and touched people so much that it's still like dear to their heart. And that is the power. That's why I love television so much. And, you know, a lot of actors, they want to be movie stars and whatnot. But I've always had an affinity towards television. And maybe because I grew up watching a lot of TV, I would watch a lot of comedies, you know, Facts of Life, you know, all the great sitcoms that used to be back on in the day. And I would sit in front of the TV and watch it and loved it. But the power of the television is that it's in your home. It's in your home, in your safe haven, with your family. So when you're watching stuff on TV, it kind of becomes a part of your family. And so I think that's what we did. Like every week, people would tune in with their family, sit around, watch us, laugh with us, and we became a part of their family. And, you know, that's the power of that television, man. So I still continue to pursue, you know, being back on television. That's where I feel like the sweet spot is.
Gotcha. Now, with that role that you played, it seemed like it was so natural for you. And like, do you get when people approach you, do they expect for Levita Alize Jenkins to come out like when they approach you?
A lot of times they do, and sometimes it's so funny because I'll get two different kind of reactions. Sometimes people are like, "Oh, thank God that you don't talk like that," or "That's not really you." And then sometimes people are like, "Ugh, why you acting funny? Why you not acting like you acting stuck up? Why you not acting like you usually act?" I'm like, "I don't usually act like that. I was acting." Course, there was some of me in that role. You know, I grew up in the hood.
Right.
I grew up around girls that talked loud, laughed loud, said what they wanted to say. So it was easy for me to tap into it because it was my experience. It's where I grew up.
Gotcha. And speaking of growing up, you're originally from Cali, right?
Yeah, from San Francisco, from the Bay Area.
That's what's up. Okay. So now you over on in the South, or were you just kind of visiting?
I'm in Georgia. I'm here.
Okay.
I live in Atlanta now.
Gotcha. We got you transformed to a Georgia Peach now.
Y'all got me transformed. I've been here officially, how long have I been here? 8 years. I've been here 8 years now.
Okay. Awesome. And speaking of your film, like I was just kind of looking over your resume and your body of work, and I really didn't realize it, but as far as film, like you're well over 40 films. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just
really?
Your body
of
work, TV. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And like I was counting, I was like, I was like, man, I didn't realize you were like in that many, but it's well over 40. So that's definitely impressive.
Nice. Yes. Love
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. Well, let me ask, I know you probably got your hands in a lot of things. Are there anything like particular that you're kind of working on or you're kind of trying to develop right now?
So, of course, we have our production company here based in Atlanta. It's called Nina Holiday Entertainment. And we have been producing film and television for the past 12 years or so. And we've mm-hmm. produced about 13 movies or shows that have aired on television.
Okay.
And it's me and my producing partner. Her name is Cass Seegers-Beatles. So it's these two wonderful, magnificent black women that own this company together. And we've been creating content, like I said, for like the past 12 years or so. And our latest thing right now is we just wrapped a movie called Merry Wishmas. And it's a Christmas movie, obviously, for TV One. And it stars David and Tamela Mann, Kim Fields, Tawanda Braxton's in it. And I directed it. My producing partner wrote it. I directed it. And we produced it with Bobcat Films. And
wow.
It was
okay.
Just so fun. It's like a romantic, it's a romantic comedy with some family drama. So it was right up my alley. So we had a lot of fun.
Gotcha.
I love working with David and Tamela. They're hilarious. And Kim Fields, of course, is a legend, talking about legends. She's definitely mm-hmm. somebody that was that I idolized and is a mentor for me. She's just classic.
Gotcha. And you mentioned being a producer. How
mm-hmm.
much difficult is it, would you say, is it much difficult being a producer than being an actress?
Well, yeah, it's definitely a lot different. It's just way more responsibility. It's like you are responsible for creating and getting the project made for
right.
everything. Like who's the caterer going to be to feed the crew? Who's going to be the crew? Who's going to be the payroll company? Who's going to, you know, you're worried about everything. Whereas when
gotcha.
I show up as an actor, that's my job. I show up to give you the character and I don't have to worry about anything else. So it's definitely
okay.
a difference. And then directing as well, again, a lot of responsibility. You're responsible for bringing the vision to life, but you are the head of it. So everybody's working to bring your vision to life. So you have to connect with everyone from wardrobe to the gaffers, the guys lighting the piece, your actors, of course. So everybody looks you to help create the picture, and you have to have an answer for everybody about everything.
Exactly.
So that's, but you know, I love being challenged. So there was no way I was
mm-hmm.
ever just going to only be an actress. I was
mm-hmm.
definitely, you know, just, I'm a creative person, but I'm also a very business minded person. Like I like to grow and I like to stretch. So it was, you know, it was inevitable that I was going to do more than just act.
Awesome. And that kind of fits in my lane as well, because I'm really passionate about business, entrepreneurship. You know, if anyone has
mm-hmm.
a vision to kind of do greater things, by all means, definitely do it.
Yeah.
Other than anything Hollywood, do you have any passion about doing any businesses, you know, maybe some kind of creation that you want to do, a certain project that you thought about working on?
Oh, yeah, we have several. We have several projects that have yet come to fruition, but we're still, you know, pounding the pavement in Hollywood trying to get them done. And that's an
gotcha.
Ongoing thing for producers. That's definitely the life of a producer. You have projects that mean a lot to you that you go to bat
mm-hmm.
for, and, you know, you go out there and you knock on those doors and you have those meetings, and people are like, no, they don't get it, they don't understand it, they're not feeling it, but you still do. You still have the vision, and you keep pushing until you end up you know, aligning yourself with the right person that gets it with you, and, you know, and then you're able to get it created. But it's a, it's definitely a work of passion. It's not right. something that I would advise that people just get into because it's a hobby, because it's just the
right.
work is too hard and the yeses come so far apart that it just becomes almost like torture. It's like you wake up every day to torture yourself to hear these no's
right.
that you're going to get, hoping
right,
that
right.
today could be the day that it's the yes. So you really have to have
right.
a love for it.
That's right. That's right. You have to program yourself to be immune to those no's.
Yeah, you do. And, you know, and sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's hard because it is so it's personal because, you know,
right.
as an artist, that's a part of you that you put into every project that you do. So you try
mm-hmm.
not to take anything personal because you really can't, because just because somebody
right.
doesn't get it, that doesn't mean that they, you know, don't like you or that you suck, or even if they do don't like you and they do think you suck. You really just can't take it in because you have to
exactly.
find a way to keep going. So that really just
very
comes
well
to faith. Yeah, it comes to faith,
right.
faith in yourself, faith in hopefully the mission or purpose you feel like God has put on you, which is what I feel. So that
right.
is what keeps me going. It's like, how can I not keep going if this is what God is telling me that I'm supposed to be doing, even though everybody
that's
else
right.
is saying no.
That's right. That's right. I mean, you say the faith, dedication, and hard work, that'll definitely get things done for you.
Yeah, I believe
yep.
that.
Yep. Well, I tell you what, it's been great speaking with you. Like I said, I don't wanna steal the whole podcast away from G Holler, but you are definitely a pleasure speaking with.
Oh, thank you.
And
thank you so much.
No problem. You're welcome, man. Much success to you as far as the producing and any actressing roles that you have in the future. You know, any endeavor that you have in the future, I wish you the best and most success. You're welcome.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
You guys
got
to be sure you tune in to our podcast, too, I Look Good Naked Podcast.
Yes, we definitely will, and I'm going to get a little bit more information on that. And also, I know that night I passed you my card. My company is Big
uh-huh.
Business Society. And like
uh-huh.
I say, I focus a lot on entrepreneurs, you know, just building empowerment, especially for minorities. So that's one of those things
mm-hmm.
I'm really, really, truly passionate about. So definitely check out
mm-hmm.
the website. Like I said, I definitely got some really great ideas and great things going and some really good people behind me pushing it. So, again, you know, best and most success to you. And I'm going to pass over to G Holler.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No doubt. I appreciate you. I am back once again on the line with Terry J. Vaughn. Oh, my God. This is an amazing experience. I love talking to people I feel who are iconic and legendary to me, as well as to the global population. You are a staple in TV. Like you talked about, the people you looked at growing up, we looked at you the same way, in the same mannerism, with the same energy, and we just love to see
mm-hmm.
you keep going and growing and glowing and just keep doing, you know, what you do and who you are. Now, I do have another
thank you.
Guest on the line. No, thank you. It's my pleasure. Who would like to also speak with you? She has an independent radio show, which is very, very popular here, over 250,000
uh-huh.
followers, I believe. But I'm going to let her onto the line.
Mm-hmm.
She goes by the name of Kay Love, Community Corner. Kay Love, you're on the show. The wonderful, the awesome, the amazing, the very sultry Terry J. Vaughn. Welcome to the show, Kay Love.
What's going on? Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Kay Love is in the building.
Hey.
How you doing today?
I am fantastic. You guys are making me smile and laugh, so that makes me feel good.
Girl, I can make you really laugh and smile because, baby, I'm still at the studio right now. I actually just wrapped up my radio show, and
uh-huh.
I'm still in the studio. And I was like, man, I got a call right now. I know I'm not tripping. I got to get on the line. So, anyhow, I definitely have some of your fans here in the studio with me now as well. So it's just definitely a great thing to have you on the line, be able to talk with you, and at the same time have some of your fans here. And they give me a few questions for you as well, so I definitely want to make sure
okay.
that I get them to you really quickly and then get off the
okay.
line with you, because I know you got stuff to do, baby. Now, one thing that we have to know. When will we see you in an action role? You got any action coming up?
Well, I was just told I should be in a Marvel movie, so I'm going to receive that, and I'm just going to say God is going to work that out.
Yes, girl. Let's call up Marvel. We need to call up Marvel because
yes.
We need you in the action role. They need a little sassy Marvel character. I'm telling you for real. Now,
yes.
Outside of that, I was looking into your business and all of that. So tell us
of
about.
Of course, you were.
I didn't give you, my background. You introduced me.
Uh-huh.
I actually host a radio show on Round Here Radio called The Community Corner with Kay Love. And my motto: uh-huh. Anybody that sits behind my mic, I always tell them that they have to be feet to street. And essentially, what that means is, you know, you have to be giving back to your people in your community. A lot of people, you know, go out and especially once they become,
yeah.
you know, big, and they don't come back to the community, but. In my doing my research, I do see that you are heavily involved with your organization, the Take Wings Foundation.
Yes.
Can you tell us some information
yes,
about
ma'am.
It?
Yes, absolutely. Take Wings Foundation is a mentoring program that we started alone when I was on the Steve Harvey Show. So we've had it for, I want to say, about 18 years now or so, or maybe more. Where it's a mentoring program for young girls that are growing up in at-risk communities and in the foster care system that are based in the San Francisco Bay Area because that's where I'm from. I mentioned mm-hmm. earlier that, you know, I grew up in the ghetto. I grew up in a drug-infested neighborhood, had friends that were drug dealers, blah, 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 the whole nine. And just as a teenage girl, I remember growing up and the kind of decisions that, you know, that came at me, that in a moment, the things that I had to decide to do, go this way or go that way, go with this person or that person, go with him or not go with him. And just as a teenager, it's like, you know, we always wanted to be liked. We always wanted to be with the guy that was the most popular and all of that. So, you know, sometimes I made the wrong decisions, but by the grace of God, you know, I was able to, me and my sister were able to maneuver out of making the harsh mistakes that altered our life from not being able to be successful women and go on to college and do things. But I saw I had so many friends that did make the wrong decisions and did go the wrong way, and I had a lot of friends that lost their life. And so when I did go on to college, I just always said that I wanted to do something for young girls that were growing up in that same type of situation to help them know that they can make better decisions, that they can make the right decision, or they can make mistakes and they can fix it. So once I got on the Steve Harvey Show, I was like, you know what, I'm going to go back to my neighborhood and I'm going to invite 40 girls out to dinner and we're just going to go and talk about what they're going through and I'll share stuff that I went through. And we did that and I flew out like two other celebrity friends of mine at the time and we went and we had dinner in San Francisco with these girls. And we had it didn't start off as a foundation. It just started off with me wanting to take these girls to dinner and talk. And then I would do that every year, and eventually it kind of turned into a foundation where I was able to get our production company when we were on the Steve Harvey Show to make a donation, and it just turned into a foundation. So now it's this whole thing where we have different events throughout the year. We give the girls scholarships to go to college. We hook them up with mentors in fields where they have interest in being, whether it's a doctor or a firewoman or whatever their thing is. We try to hook them up with a mentor. And we're just there for them. We have monthly meetings and talk. And I'm not there anymore. I don't live in the Bay Area anymore. So my family kind of runs the monthly meetings. And I fly in about four or five times a year to different events.
Okay. That is amazing.
So,
and
you can go to takewings.org. Go to takewings.org for more information. And like I said, it's been working. We've been doing it, like I said, for over 18 years now.
That is amazing. Definitely we commend you for all of your efforts with the community, because, like I said, all too often you find that, you know, we do forget about home. So I definitely commend you for, even though you're here in Atlanta now, you have, you know, set the path so that your people are still holding on tight to your baby, as I would say, because, I mean, 18 years, that is definitely a long time to be dedicated to something. And I can only imagine that you have transformed a lot of these young ladies' lives through the foundation.
Yeah.
So definitely appreciate your effort there. And one last thing before I, you know, let you go, I'm pretty sure G has some other members on the line. Digital Lives Matter. I was on your website, and I was seeing some details about that. Can you tell us about it?
Yes, digital is hashtag Digital Lives Matter is a movie that we produced along with some other independent film producers, Magic Lemonade and Archive Nation. We were all here in Atlanta. We all wanted to do a project together, and their Archive Nation was representing DC Young Fly and Emmanuel Hudson and some other really funny, talented artists at the time. So my producing partner wrote a film strictly for these guys, for DC and for Emmanuel to star in. And I directed it. It was actually my directing debut. It's the first movie I directed. And it's about this social media superstar who has all these millions of followers, and he wakes up one day with zero followers, and he has to go around the city of Atlanta doing nice deeds in order to win his followers back. And it's what I call our this generation's Friday, like what Friday was for us. This is for the millennials. So it's really just a really funny, silly movie starring some really funny guys that are Atlanta-based. I'm sure you guys know DC Young Fly and Emmanuel Hudson. They're very popular. And the movie aired on BET last year, and it's streaming now still on UMC.TV.
Okay, that is amazing, and that you definitely have some amazing actors in there, and like you said, they are some funny men, I'm telling you. I remember the first time
they're
I had
funny.
A chance to see them.
They are funny, and we got to get some really cool cameos from, like, Rodney Perry and my good friend Tommy Ford, who we lost about a year ago, but it's a really funny movie.
Definitely. Well, I have one more question for you, and I will definitely be out your way. Who is it now, you know, with the upcoming actresses, who is it that you're looking at? Like, who are you looking at, you know, in Hollywood, so to speak?
You know, I'm just an advocate of us. So there's so many that I look up to. I mean, I still look up to so many that are of my generation, the Nicole Ari Parkers, Vanessa Williams of the world. I think they're so freaking talented, and a lot of times we don't get the kind of roles that allow them to show how talented they are. So I'm still very much fans of theirs. And then there's, you know, the young girls that are coming up. And you know, of course, Tiffany Haddish is the hot girl on the plate now, and I think she's hilarious. But what I love most about her is that she's so humble, and she's so outspoken about her journey, and it hasn't been easy. So I'm so rooting for her because of I know the hard work that she has put in because of where she came from. So I'm really rooting and happy to watch her rise to the top. I'm loving all the stuff that's happening for her.
Amazing, amazing. Well, I definitely appreciate you. I certainly want to thank you for your time. And, man, listen, you have been around. You are truly a legend of your own. And we're still looking up to you, baby. You just keep on doing
thank
your thing.
You.
And we definitely are going to keep putting in the atmosphere that Marvel going to hit you up so we can get you in an action film.
Yes.
And just know anytime you come down here to Augusta, Georgia, that K-Love has a spot for you behind the mic right here at the Community Corner with K-Love right here around here radio. My boy R.A. wants you to know that he loved you since Friday. Everybody in the studio is just grateful to have had the opportunity to be here and, you know, witness this interview with you on today. You have a great one, okay?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
Appreciate
All right, it. Cool. Thank you, K-Love. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I'm going to give you a brief break, Miss Terry J, if you don't mind. I'm playing a little bit more David Banner so you can get something to drink, you know, refresh your throat. Oh, and then I'll come back with my few questions that I have, and then I won't hold you too long. I just appreciate you calling on the show. You know what? And I figured out a character for your Marvel movie character, too. We're going to just call you
nice.
Terry J, right? Terry J, right? Boom. Then your superpowers could be like, kind of like Professor X a little bit. You can control things with your mind. You know how to move things around.
Uh-huh.
Very metaphysical. You know, you'd be able to touch people and be able to change them. We need to write this down. This is going to be the bomb right here.
Yes.
Terry J. Okay, put you on hold for a brief moment. It'll probably be like 3 minutes that you rest your voice, because I know you've been working on your production and talking all day. So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back more with Terry J. Vaughn. This lady is just beautiful, beautiful inside, outside. Check out that podcast. I look good naked. She look good with clothes on. She look good just overall. Right now. I just age it like wine. But you know what? I can't say nothing else. I'm going to play a little bit of David Banner. Who won it? That's my boy.
Super team. I got the word player Wallace, work ethic of Shakur. I was sent into the future with a message from the morgue. I went to war, my weapon just a blessing from the Lord. Rest assured that my pen is more mighty than a sword. I got plans of taking my revenge like Roxanne. My man swam him from Mississippi. Damn, y'all fall for anything, that's it, I cannot stand. We on that CMB, basically all we got, fam. Y'all know my lineage is godliness and cleanliness. Oldest used to sing how we should try a little tenderness, but they ultra envious, crazy disingenuous. Like, who need an enemy if that's what type of friend you is? I'll pull on capers and Don Draper a skyscraper. Defy nature, leave them stuck like flypaper. Whoever said we not at the top of the totem, we're smoking Lamar Odom. You bring the bar lower, we pack them and barcode. After it's all over, I capture the far nova. Back to the Mars rover, then let Sankofa come supply me with the gamma. I smash the vocal booth and turn back to David Banner.
Do you want everything to say with it? Ain't no tension. Anybody get it? Anybody get it?
Fox, CNN, and white crooked police. Y'all can all eat it. See, I tried King's Peak. Kids dying in the streets, crack soul over beats. See, religion is a leash. It's all slavery to me. The God to the grown. Demons on the internet. They got eyes in your home, eyes in your cell phone, eyes in your dollar bill. See, they my grandmammy, then they call it God's will. I'm the glitch in the matrix, but you choose your own pill. Kneel to the Almighty. This my second time asking what happened to Chris Mighty or Prince. I'm convinced that they lie. Then they tell us that it's drugs or suicide. Then they sweep that under the rug. A plug, unless he has a key to get free. And a boat strong enough to drag the ship across the sea. See, I own the game, but now I take a masterpiece. Aquaman with a contraband and all of y'all pets. Little bitches in the sea and all of y'all are getting wet. It's the rain of the text. Y'all get the beat. Yeah, I love the craft, but tonight I beat guts. Encore, if I clap your scalp and your feet touch. Guns with your finger and the trigger don't mean much. Who on it?
Who on it? Everybody.
right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. I go by the name of G. Holla. It's not Gula, it's not Guala, it's not Giola. You'll find this radio interview right now on gholla.com. That's G-O. I'm spelling my name wrong. Oh, G-E-H-O-L-L-A.com. And more back with Terry J. Vaughn. Make sure you check out her podcast, too. It's called I Look Good Naked. And check her out overall. Go to her IMDb, too, and see all her movie credits and everything, producing credits that she has going on. We'll be about to let her back onto the line for the final round of questioning, if we may. And I'd like to thank you for calling in today and just being awesome and coming to this world, to this existence, and being who you are and making a change, especially for TV, but we need more heroes and sheroes. I'm going to call you a shero, like every other culture has. And I would like to see also not only you being in a Marvel movie, I think you need your doll, too. I think little young black folks
will find
a world.
I'm with all of that.
They do what they need to see and understand that you are beautiful in all your glory.
I need you
and your
on
blackness.
My team. I need you on my team. I need you on my team.
I'm ready. I'm with you. I'm with
that's
you.
Dope.
I'll sleep on the floor. I'll do whatever. You know, I don't have an ego. I'm down with you. I will join. If anything you ever need, if you all call me, let me know. I'll be there because I'm also a photographer, a videographer as well. We do blogging. Anything you need, I'm serious. Just hit me up. Let me know if I can make it. I'll be there. I'll bring people with me, and we'll
perfect.
Do whatever you need. I'm so serious. That's from the heart.
Okay.
You know, we just ride or die. We're ride or die type people. You know, we come from the hood.
So I got about four more minutes, you guys.
Okay.
I got about 4 more minutes, and I'm going to have to run.
Okay, cool. I'm just going to ask a couple of questions.
Okay.
Everything that you've been through and everything that's going on in Hollywood now, how has it been, even with your own struggle? What words can you give to someone else that's coming after you or walking alongside of you to keep going despite all of the troubles of today, especially like in Hollywood?
It's kind of like what I said earlier. I mean, it's the journey in this entertainment business. It's not easy for anyone. It really isn't. It's not a very inviting type of business, and that's no matter who you are. But then you add on top of that being a woman, and then you add on top of that being a black woman, then you kind of have, you know, another kind of fight. But like I said earlier, when it's your calling and when it is a purpose that God has given you, then nothing else matters. The fight, the struggle, the no's, the prejudices, none of it matters. And you have to be able to pull from that, which is all inside of you. And that is really the only way to keep it moving. We've seen so many people fall by the wayside because they lose themselves. And once you lose yourself in this business, no matter who you are or how popular or how famous or how rich you've become, when you lose yourself, you lose, point blank. And so the key is to hold on to who you are throughout the journey. And, you know, even though it's not easy, surround yourself around people that are like-minded. Surround yourself around people that tell you the truth. When it feels good and when it doesn't feel good. And I think a lot of times people, especially when they are climbing up the ladder and they get fame, the people around them just start telling them yes to everything because they're afraid to challenge them, because usually that one person is the meal ticket for the whole team around. And I think that that's the biggest disservice that any of us can do to each other, is to just be a yes person, a yes and person. You have to be truthful, and you have to be truthful and honest with yourself. And I think those that stay grounded and, it's funny. We just did an interview with Niecy Nash that will air on our podcast next week. But the biggest thing that she said and what she lives by is you have to give. It's like we're always receiving. What can I get? Can I get this part? Can I get this job? Can I get this money? Can I get this person? But you have to come from a place of giving, and I think that's where longevity comes from. Will Smith is a huge advocate of that. When I work with him, he was the most giving person that I had ever worked with. And he's hugely successful. He doesn't have to be nice and cool and, you know, based on industry standards, but he's the coolest person I know. And so I think that that's the key. You have to be a giver. What are you showing up to give, even when you are doing a part? Doing a role or creating a movie, what is that movie giving to people? What is that role giving to people? So I think when you come from a place like that, you win.
That was absolutely beautiful. I'm going to let you go. I just want to tell you, we give all our love to you from the heart, from the soul, from the spirit. Thank you for being on to the show today. And you, I want you to travel in light. Stay upon your square.
Yes.
Shining throughout all the time. If you ever need us for anything, we're only 2 hours away in Augusta. And we'd also like to explore bringing you here, too. Coming to Augusta to speak to the youth and be a part of that experience,
okay.
too. So I appreciate you. You are amazing. You are so beautiful.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you. I really do appreciate you guys for having me.
Thank you so much. You guys, make sure y'all check out I Look Good Naked podcast with Terry J. Vaughn, and we're going to be out of here. So we're going to let you go. We're going to do our review after the show, so I'll let you go now, and you be safe out there.
Okay. Thank you. You too. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all make sure y'all tune into that interview. If you missed anything at all, hit review button, and I'm going to let Bobby Benefield back on the line one more time. Big Business Society. What it do, Bobby?
What's good, brother? What's good?
Come on, give me your reviews here. Your run back. Let's wind this clock back. Come on, what's going on?
Okay. The interview was pretty much, you know, what I expected and more. Like I say, when meeting her at David Banner's birthday party, like I say, she was so down to earth, so genuine, so easy to talk to. Like I say, I talked to her like on 2 different occasions, and like she wasn't standoffish or, you know, in a rush to, you know, to move and get somewhere else. But she's so genuine, and it came through in the interview as well. You know, she like I said, as far as researching her, like she has a huge body of work that she's done in film and television. You know, the production, I know that's new to her, but I definitely wish her much success with that. And, the whole interview was definitely great all the way through. And, like I say, the wit shined through. So she's definitely witty, funny. So definitely enjoyed the interview.
Cool. You make sure you drop off your links, your contact, social media for all the fans and followers and subscribers and family out there. Tell them how to get to you, how they reach you, where they see you at, what they read about you on. What to do?
Yes, sir. The website is www.bigbusinesssociety.com. You can email me directly at support@bigbusinesssociety.com. I can be found on Instagram, that would be Big Business Society, or Facebook, that would be Bobby Benefield. So thank you all for supporting me. Please continue to support Big Business Society as that platform that's much needed for entrepreneurs, visionaries, you know, artists, whatever your craft is, it's definitely needed. Let's build upon this and make it great.
Absolutely. Let my love, K-Love, back onto the line. K-Love from the Community Corner, if you're listening, we're about to let you back onto the line so we can get your review. Once you give us your review, hit us with your social media handles and connections and things of that nature, how we get in contact with you and anything you got coming up planned. As soon as you hit the unmute, K-Love, you're on the line right now.
Absolutely. Man, listen, it was amazing, as I did not expect it to be anything less than. I definitely appreciate and enjoy her spirit. And one thing, I really do also appreciate the fact that she separated, you know, Terry J. Vaughn from the actress LaVita Jenkins, you know what I mean? And a lot of times we, you know, oftentimes have characters on TV shows and movies, and we expect them to be that way. I'll be the first one to say that it's certain people that play roles, and I'll be like, man, they play that role too good. I don't like them in real life, you know what I'm saying? So I just definitely appreciate her for separating the two and letting us know that, you know, that was just that, a role. And she is doing phenomenal things. As you know, my entire motto is Beat the Street. And so with everything that she's doing, from showing the upcoming actress and actors love to her organization. She's just doing a phenomenal job, and I would love to be able to have her on the Community Corner with K-Love, and as you mentioned, even bring her down to do a series where she can talk to our young women. I think that will be phenomenal. I also just want to thank you again, G, as always, for the opportunity, and never is a time that I don't want to give you, you know, that appreciation on air. Outside of that, y'all know you can follow me at the Community Corner with K-Love on Facebook, at Round Here Radio on Instagram, and, of course, if you have an Android, you can actually download the Round Here Radio app. Apple phones, you can certainly search for us in TuneIn Radio or any internet radio site. You can search Round Here Radio and you'll be able to get to us. As you mentioned, we do broadcast in over 150 countries with over 200,000 listeners, so we definitely have a vast audience. I appreciate the opportunity as always. This Monday, if you're anywhere in the CSRA, the only place to be is going to be the very first Monday Night Mixer at Sky City. That's 1137 Broad Street. Entry is $10, and we have an amazing lineup. Ride Out will be taken to the stage, and the open mic list is still yet growing. It's going to be an amazing thing that I'm doing every other Monday at Sky City just for an opportunity for people to come out and network. So I definitely will be sure to look out for my boy Bobby Benefield, because we will have amazing networking opportunities every other Monday at Sky City here in the CSRA moving forward, starting with this Monday, April the 30th. Outside of that, again, it's K-Love, and I'm signing out. I appreciate you, G.
No doubt, no doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to continue the show. I go by the name of G. Holla. It's not Gula, it's not Guala, it's not Giola, but G. Holla. You'll find this radio interview right now. It's live on gholla.com, and they spell it for you just in case you mix it up. Put that G in there, put that E in there, slap that H on top, throw that O, that double L, that A.com, gholla.com. Also, by Bobby Benefield, Big Business Society. Also, K-Love, Community Corner, on Round Here Radio. It is, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep shining our light. We're going to keep standing upon our square. Until next time, with more celebrity, reality, independent shows. We're doing our thing, forming together like a super team. You know, hey, check this out, man. Later on tonight, man, we're going to be watching that that Avengers. You know what I'm talking about? We're going to see a little bit of, you know, some old Black Panther. You know what I'm talking about? So shout out to my boy Real also. But we have each other, 501-3C Nonprofit, out here in the community as well. And we're just going to keep doing our thing. Enough for all of that. Hit the rewind button. Hit a little bit of Bobby Benefield, hit a little bit of K-Love, and G Holla. I'm just shining, baby, and that's about it. We out of here. Nothing else to say. As they say, cut the tape.